WJTL, the McClure's Now I See, 10th Avenue North, and Young Escape before that. No Shame. Good morning to you. Minnie and Fred with you, 7:06.
And don't forget to listen in all week for your chance to be a winner of our Taking You to School contest. You could win a generous supply of school supplies or maybe even some Apple AirPods. So listen in all day for your chance to win.
Joining us live on the phone from our friends at Hope International is our friend Brian Boykin. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Mindy.
Good morning, Brian.
So great to have you on the radio, Brian. Anybody you want to say hi to while you're here?
Well, sure. I'd love to say hi to my grandchildren, Sylvan, Cora, and Callie. Hope you have a great day.
Oh, we hope they have a great day, too. Brian, tell us about Hope International.
Well, Hope International is actually a Lancaster County-born organization 23 years ago. And we are on a mission to stamp out poverty in all its forms, spiritual, social, personal, and material. And we believe that three of the best things that will help families escape poverty are, first of all, the gospel, to tell them the good news of Jesus Christ, because they can really never be free or rich until they know Christ. But then we also think that the way to help them through material poverty is a job. And some savings, a safety net. And so we're kind of in the job creation business, Christ-centered micro-enterprise development.
And if folks want more information about what Hope International is all about, they can visit you online.
That's correct, at hopeinternational.org. And there's a lot of resources there for you, too. There's a lot of video stories about our clients and how they are serving and how they're growing and they're escaping poverty.
Brian, how has the whole COVID pandemic impacted the folks you work with throughout the world?
Yes. Well, when you have crisis like we have with the coronavirus, it always affects those in poverty disproportionately. And that has been very true around the world in the 16 countries where we serve. The whole economies are locked down. And in South Asia, for example, overnight, between 8 o'clock, the country announced that they were locking everything down. But there were over 40 million migrant workers who became refugees in their own country overnight.
Wow.
And so it's devastating because they don't have any way to make a living. In some of our countries, as much as 85-90% of the economy is informal, which means people are just scrambling to make a living.
Wow.
And so when the economy got locked down, those that did not have any safety net, no savings, nobody to help them, are the most vulnerable. But really, that's what Hope's about. The cool thing is that we've been doing this for 23 years. And, for example, in Malawi, we did a survey of the average Malawian in the general population, how many of them had enough money to make it through a two-week without being able to work for 2 weeks. It was like 38%. But 81% of our savings group members had enough that they could survive without any work.
Wow.
For 2 weeks.
And that
but,
shows
of course,
the impact.
You know, it's been a lot longer than that.
Yeah. Well, visit hopeinternational.org. Find out more about the mission of Hope and what they've been doing for 23 years. Coming up, we're going to talk more with Brian. We're going to find out about their upcoming golf tournament, and we'll give you all the details on that, too. Zach Williams and Dolly Parton on the way with more music for you next.